Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I'd like to speak a little bit about stories, as well as, of course, tell a story. Who was the first one to start telling stories? It was Hashem. It was the Abishter himself. And when did he start telling them? In the first few words of the Torah. Reishis bara lekim eis ha-shamayim ve'sa'aretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the heaven and the earth. Or according to Rashi, in the beginning of Hashem's creation of the heaven and the earth. So we see that Hashem did not simply say, Hashem created the heaven and the earth. He told the story. And the story was, beginning with these words, in the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Or as Rashi explains it, the beginning of Hashem's creation of the heavens and the earth. The heaven and the earth. So we see that Hashem is the original storyteller. Now, how many stories does Hashem tell in Chumash? I don't know how many, actually. It's not an infinite number, but it's a very, very big number. There are many, many stories told in the Chumash. Stories about Adam and Chava, stories about Noach, stories about Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeya, stories about the Shvatim, stories about Yosef, stories about Aaron, the Kayan, stories about all kinds of Yidden. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu. Part of stories in the Chumash, stories about Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden of his generation. Stories after stories after stories. Of course, tell a story is not just a story. It is a way of learning Torah. That Hashem teaches us Torah often through stories. And the truth is, there are stories also in all of the Nevi'im and Kesuvim are full of stories. And there are stories in Mishnayos, and there are many, many stories in the Gemara, and there are many stories in the Medrash. There's stories throughout thousands of years of Torah. And there are also many Chassidish stories, stories of Rebbeim, stories of Chassidim, and all of them are always to teach a lesson. As Chassidus explains, that Torah is the same root word as Torah, which means a lesson. So when we read a story in Torah, no matter which part of Torah it is, it's a lesson for us. It's teaching us how to be a better Yid, how to serve Hashem better, how to learn Torah better, how to do mitzvahs better, how to daven better. And it's a beautiful way to learn. Because when we hear a story, it's often something that affects us much more than if we would simply learn the halacha. Of course, it's also important to know the halachas. Very, very important. But each part of Torah has its specialty. And stories are a very important part of Torah stories. So today I would like to tell a story about storytelling. And the story goes like this. Today's story is dedicated to Moshe Zelig and Rachel Devora. They have a refuah shleima. Once there was a chassid named Rab Hillel Aparich. The truth is, Rab Hillel Aparich was described as a half of a chassid. Now, what does it mean, a half of a chassid? So actually, what was meant by the person who said it, which was the Rebbe himself, one of the Chabad Rebbeim himself, he said that he's a half a chassid because it really is a half a chassid and a half Rebbe. He was such a great person and such a tzaddik that although he was a chassid of a few of the Chabad Rebbeim, but he also had certain qualities that a Rebbe has. So, during the time of the Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek, Rabbi Hillel Aparich worked as a mashpia, as a mentor, and many, many young men who came to learn under the Tzemach Tzedek would be sent to Rabbi Hillel Aparich for training. And how did he train them? when this Talmud, when the student first came, he wanted to introduce him to the basics of Chassidus, of Chassidism. And so two of the senior Chassidim were instructed to reach out to the newcomer and spend time telling him stories about the Rebbeim and about some of the leading Chassidim. Now, they didn't just tell the stories. They would tell the story several times until the student, the new student, would know the story very well. And they would also know all the details of the story and all the fine points of the story. And then when he really knew the story well, the older Chassidim would say to him, okay, now what lesson can you take from this story? What lesson can you take and use in becoming a better Jew, a better chassid, more refined, have more yiras shamayim, fear of heaven, and more of a desire to learn Torah? How can you apply the lessons in your life from this story? And sometimes the lessons were not so easy to see. And the young man would have to work very hard. He would have to think and meditate. And they would train him to do this, to be able to really look at a story and really think deeply and really bring out a lesson that means something in his life, in his service to Hashem. And of course, while he was working on it, the older Chassidim would at times share some of their insights so that he would really advance in his ability to see Torah in this way, that it's not just facts, it's not just how much pages a person learns, although that's very important, but it's also on a much deeper level, what does this part of the Torah mean to me? How do I make myself a better person, a better Jew through this that I'm learning here? The next Shabbos, after this student had arrived, Reb Hillel himself would tell a new story, and he would explain the story in honor of this new student, which everybody loved hearing such a story from Hillel himself, and how Reb Hillel would explain how to get the lesson and what lesson or lessons one can get from it. After that, that story would be known by the name of the new student. If his name was Moshe, it would be known as Moshe's story. If his name was Label, it would be known as Label's story. And really, that story would become his story because, of course, he would study it and he would look into it and he would think about the lessons which Reb Hillel had attached to it. And he would look for his own lessons. So therefore, something that he really put into practice in his life, and it really became his story. So this is something which is important for us too. Of course, we have to learn Torah. We have to learn a lot of Torah. We have to try to learn, call it Torah Kula, the entire Torah. But also, it's more than just turning the pages and getting through it. It's looking at Torah for what it really is, which is something which is very deep. It's Hashem's knowledge. It's Hashem's wisdom, so to speak. Not that Hashem is limited, of course, chas v'shalom to that, but it means that when we learn Torah, we become one with Hashem. And it's very important to learn Torah as deeply as we can in order to derive lessons that we can put into our life and we can really become a Torah Jew, not just someone who knows Torah, but a person who lives Torah. So here also with us, that as we come closer to the beginning of the new year, as we are now approaching the month of Elul, we're more than halfway through the month of Menachem Av, and we are coming closer and closer to Chodesh Elul. Now is the time to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, for the new year. And the more we prepare for it, by learning extra Torah, saying extra Tehillim in the month of Elul, giving extra Tzedakah, and the more we learn and think also about Mashiach and learn about what the Torah tells us about Mashiach, the quicker Mashiach will come and the better we will be prepared for Rosh Hashanah. So I wish everybody Lashana Tayva Techasev Eschachosem, that is, Kasiva Vechasima Tayva Lashana Tayv Masuka, may it be written and sealed for a good and sweet year. It may be a year in which we actually see the Geula through Mashiach. In fact, even, of course, before the year, new year begins. Let us do the most we can to quicken the process. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.